Did you expect a sermon this morning? Or rather, did you expect me to say something to you? Or to stand up here and to hopefully impart some sort of wisdom about God? Maybe you're disappointed by now, and especially maybe this part of the congregation wondering, what did we walk into since you're visiting for baptism this morning? Wondering maybe why it was that I stood up here silently for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. Did you realize that was how long it was, or did you maybe think it was longer? Yeah. Were you so consumed with trying to figure out what was going on that the minutes just crept by? Or did you find yourself frustrated with where this may be going or intrigued by the possibilities? Maybe some of you took the time to revel in the silence. Now take all of those emotions and amplify them by 100. And you're likely to begin to understand how John Cage's audience felt over 60 years ago. Some musicians in the choir. If you're not familiar with John Cage, he was a composer in the mid-20th century, a composer who liked to push the definitions and limits of what people generally thought about music. One night before an audience, Cage sat down before a piano, the audience, I'm sure, eager with anticipation to hear what piece he would play for them. He raised his hands as if he were about to begin playing, but rather than touching them to the black and white keys of the piano, he merely sat there, his hands inches from the keys, seemingly reading the sheets of music stationed in front of him. He sat there, unmoving, first for 33 seconds, and then again a moment later for another 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Finally, in a third movement, he finished the piece by sitting for a minute and 20 seconds. I'm sure there were more than a few frustrated people sitting in that audience for those 4 minutes, 33 seconds. There were likely a few whispers among them, "What is he doing? Why is he wasting our time like this? Man, we paid good money for this. When will he start playing the new piece?" Thanks for not saying any of those things. Just like the Pharisees whispered about this man who was born blind, suddenly showing up with his sight, suddenly able to discern not just light and dark, but also shapes, faces, chairs, and to see the bricks that the synagogue was made of, able to see everything that was right in front of him, including the man who had healed him, Jesus. The man didn't care that Jesus healed him on the Sabbath, a definite rule violation, but the Pharisees did. Just as John Cage's first audience was likely mystified by the lack of tone, harmony, and rhythm that accompanied the piece simply entitled 4 Minutes, 33 Seconds. The Pharisees were just as perplexed by the man whose sight was returned to him on the Sabbath day by Jesus. The Pharisees, observing what Jesus did for the previously blind man, discussed the nature of Jesus amongst themselves, attempting to define him, to place him within their well-crafted categories. Is he from God or is he a sinner? Does he follow the rules or not? But how could he perform such a miracle if he's not from God? Eventually, they sided with their own understanding, their own definitions. They were so caught up in what they knew, they missed what was right in front of them. Which makes me wonder what we miss, especially when it's right in front of us. Do we miss the beauty of a piece that is meant to stretch our imaginations and to get us thinking about our own ability to perform music, even if we can't carry a tune in a bucket? Is our definition of music something containing tones arranged in a particular order so as to create harmony and or rhythm, causing us to miss out on the music that exists all around us? The sounds of our beating hearts and the blood as it rushes through our veins are so faint that we often don't hear it. I heard a few singers in the back, mostly of the younger variety, the sound of the rain on the roof and as it runs through the gutters. We might not miss the sounds of a baby crying or a child scream for joy, but instead believe them to be a distraction. We might miss the music that's made simply as skin touches skin, as a friend grabs another's hand to be with them in the midst of their pain. While Cage's piece is commonly described as 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence, John Cage knew that there is actually no such thing as pure silence, at least not in our world. Instead, we're all capable of making music, and we usually do it unintentionally. The music in that concert hall that evening was not played on the piano. It was played by the audience as they nervously watched. Some might even say for the last 4.5 minutes, you've been preaching my sermon. Which is perhaps the crazy thing about God. Jesus shows up and pushes the boundaries of all of our definitions, making sure that God is at work in this world, frequently in and around us, making sure that we know this. Making sure that we know that we are the musicians who are helping to play God's grand symphony. Jesus is here this morning among us, showing signs of new life in the midst of the death that seems to surround us, the death that sometimes is all we can see. God is in the kids that run through our fellowship hall chasing after balls, and then the friend who sits by our side and has a conversation with us when no one else will. Jesus shows up in those who advocate for the dreamers, and those who advocate for the marginalized and the vulnerable. Jesus is constantly opening our eyes, giving us the ability to see the love amongst neighbors that is right in front of us, and yet we frequently miss. Jesus shows up, breaks open our definitions and our boundaries, doing things that have never been done before. Even the blind man says it has not been heard of anyone's sight being restored. All that we might be able to see that we have been blind to the ways that God continues to create in this world. The ways in which God gives sight to the blind and blends those of us who have sight, evening out the playing field so that we see that God is still God and that God is still here, not absent from our world. When God is around, our own definitions seem to have a way of being blown up and replaced with new ones. New definitions that allow us to see the beauty of a God who cares for the entirety of creation, especially those we deem the least and the last. The God who cares for each of us as well and teaches us how to be the musicians of the world.